After 3 days of fasting, favor answered to Esther. They all fasted. 3 days only. Esther chapter 4 and verse 16. And by chapter 5, Esther found favor that led to the rescue of a whole nation. Favor is part of the products of spiritual fast. So today, the favor of God will terminate all frustrations in everyone's life. All frustrations. If after 3 days, favor answered, what will happen after 21 days? The favor of God is locating you today. And favor is the cure for misfortune. So today marks the end of every track of misfortune in your life. For 41 years, no marriage in that family. That young lady stood in the gap. Her own was settled. Stood in the gap. All the ones for her siblings were settled. Now, today, every misfortune tormenting anyone through his knowledge comes to an end by God's favor today. People don't know what favor is worth. That's why they are not willing to pay the price that gives you access to it. But I'm glad this morning you are here in this service because God wants to restore your destiny. And I believe that by the oil of favor, your destiny shall be restored. Jesus, breathe upon this great congregation today and let your favor answer like never before. In Jesus' precious name. Lali Shablaka Sotis. My spirit man is fired up because somebody's challenge is turning to a testimony right now. Walking in divine favor, part one. Let me quickly say at this point that favor is the mother of destiny. Favor is the mother of destiny. The favor of God was upon Joseph. He would not allow his brothers to succeed to kill him. At the last minute, they say, okay, what are we going to gain if we kill him? Let's sell him off as a slave. He got into slavery. The mother of destiny followed him, favor. The Lord was with him, and he found grace in the eyes of his master, the Egyptian. Favor followed him into slavery. He was only 17 years old. Some folks here think they are too young. You are too old. This chap knew how to walk with God at 17. Getting too old. I got saved at 15. I was privileged to preach my first message at 16. I've been walking with God from that time on, and I'm blessed. God's favor is all over me. Some students who are here, you're getting too old. Getting too old. Joseph was 17. He knew how to walk with God. And the Lord was with Joseph. He found favor in the eyes of his master. The mother of destiny was nursing and nurturing his destiny. Joseph got to the prison. Favor, the mother of destiny, followed him. He found favor in the eyes of the keeper of the prison. And they made him an official instead of an inmate. Favor made his name to answer in the palace. They sent for him. You may have it and nobody may call for you. Favor is the mother of destiny. No future will be greater than the favor that is accessible to it. It is favor that defines the limit of every man's future. Favor. Favor. Favor is the mother of destiny. If you want to know what a drug does, then find out what it has done before. Then you'll be able to know what it does. You may not know how to read the manual, but find out the effect of that drug on those who use it before. So I'm going to be presenting to you today the mystery of the oil of favor that will empower you to enjoy God's favor in your life. Glory to God. I got a great testimony from Abuja. I hardly could sleep. It came at 2 o'clock in the morning. Somebody had a testimony that one was believing God for marriage. And when he had my wife's teaching and read the book, The Minister's Wife, desire to be married, and gave a date that she wants to be married, and God honored it. So this woman had that testimony during Shiloh, this lady had it, and said, that is my testimony. And then gave February, and you know in this church you must give 3 months notice, gave February to the Lord as his wedding date. Then came the anointing service on Saturday, as the oil came on her, and we left the service. Same day before she arrived, went to the gate, a call came. Can I marry you? That same oil of favor that speaks with speed is your portion today. Favor, the mother of destiny. He that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and has obtained favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. As the oil came upon David, they sent for him from the palace. Same chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 16. As the oil came on David, evil came on Saul, because David must enter the palace. Aliko saga laka takota. David must, wherever you must enter, this oil will pave the way for it. Because David must enter, he must enter the palace. So God orchestrated a gateway to the palace. Evil spirit came on Paul, on Saul, so that David can access the palace. Whatever must happen, must happen. Whatever belongs to you, this oil of favor will pave the way into it. I have entered places in this world that my peers may never enter till they die. Not because of strength. It is the mother of favor at work. He paves the way mysteriously. He paves the way what? Mysteriously. Every destiny is at the mercy of divine favor. Every destiny is at the mercy of divine favor. Every destiny is at the mercy of divine favor. It is grace that makes great. I am what I am, Paul said, by the grace of God. Grace simply means divine favor. Theologians want us to say some merited favor. No. Grace is divine favor. They call it about the grace of God as appeared unto all men, bringing salvation. Grace is simply divine favor. So every destiny is limited to its access to divine favor. Favor. That is what turns money into dancing. Favor. It turns the monies of Joseph into dancing. Favor. And the Lord has brought Daniel into favor with the head of the eunuchs. Favor. turned captives into captains. Favor. The present day so capitalizes on strength, so they become victims of stress. Favor is what opens up every man's future. For by strength shall no man prevail. It is in vain you got up early in the morning and go to bed late in the night, eating the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Psalm 127 and verse 1 to 3. It is favor that guarantees great destinies, not skill. Many people's skill has killed them. A lady came on here some 2 years ago and was sharing her gruesome testimony or story. She's into IT. She's a lawyer. She's in law. Three of them. And was contemplating suicide because nothing worked. Things don't work because we are working. Things work because God is at work. Things don't work except the Lord builds the house. They labor in vain that builds it. And except the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen are awake 24/7 in vain. It's in vain you got up early in the morning, go to bed late in the night, eating the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. A young man came up. How young, I can't tell. But this fellow had PhD in surgery. A citizen of three no-mean nations, including America, Spain, and England. Had no job. I'd like you to place value on favor this morning. I'm not trying to harass you. I want you to understand God. If you don't have God's favor on your life, you're going to live a frustrated life. Favor is what opens up every man's destiny. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. After 3 days, Esther and the Jews found favor that rescued them from perdition. You must find favor today. Most of us have been hanging on the last 21 days. You must find favor today. Somebody's long-awaited spouse will call after this service. Somebody battered home will be restored after this service. Somebody's crashing career will be recovered this morning. If you don't know the worth of a thing, you may not be willing to pay any price for it. Favor is your guarantee for a secured future. Favor is your guarantee for a secure future. And I know wherever you must enter, you must enter. Wherever you must enter, you must enter. Every child of God is a child of favor. So access to favor begins with new birth. If you are not born again, you have no access to God's favor. Access to God's favor for humanity begins with salvation, because man's misfortune began with the fall. So man's restoration begins with salvation. If you are not born again, you live in a world of misfortune, a world of uncertainties. Anything can happen to you anytime. And I've shared that too many times. Everyone not born again is living at the mercy of the devil, who has no mercy in his nature. The Bible calls him the wicked. And so how much mercy can you get from a man that is called the wicked? Man's misfortune began with the fall. A man's restoration can only become a reality with salvation. How shall we escape from the misfortunes of life if we neglect so great a salvation? How shall we escape? Everyone that is saved was separated before he was born unto salvation. For the people he has predestinated, them he has called. And if he has called, he has justified. And the ones he has justified, he has glorified. You are predestinated to be saved, and saved to be justified, and justified to be glorified. Romans 8, 29 and 30. So salvation makes you a child of destiny, a child of favor. I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. And it talks about, and we are vessels of mercy, are far prepared unto glory. Even us. Romans 9, 21 to 24. Even us. So everyone that is saved is a vessel of mercy, prepared by God before the foundation of the world unto glory. Unto glory. Unto glory. So important. Salvation is the gateway to divine favor. Until you are saved, you are not a candidate of favor. You are not. You are not. And destiny is at a risk without salvation. I believe this morning there are quite a number of people here who are not born again. You can't pray into favor until you are saved. Salvation is what qualifies you access to divine favor. And the Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. That is not of your own. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, verse 8. So salvation is a manifestation of God's favor in one's direction. You can't be saved except with the favor of God extended to you. So I see that favor being extended to someone here this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. What are the keys to walking in favor? Key number one. Psalm 5 and verse 12. The Bible says, in the book of Psalms, chapter 5 and verse 12, "For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him about as with a shield." Everyone that desires to walk in divine favor must embrace a walk of righteousness. Righteousness. A life that is devoted to pleasing God. Joseph, a symbol of favor, said, "How shall I do this wicked thing and sin against God?" Everyone that wants to experience the reality of God's favor must embrace righteousness as a lifestyle. Genesis 39 and verse 9. "How shall I do this wicked thing and sin against God?" That was at the age of 17. What age? At the age of 17. At the age of 17. You want to walk in divine favor? Then embrace righteousness as a lifestyle. Daniel said, and his colleagues, "We will not defy ourselves with the king's rich food." And God brought them into favor. God brought them into favor. They purpose in their heart not to defy themselves. And God brought them into favor. "Thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, without compass him about as with a shield." If you must enjoy God's favor, then you must embrace righteousness. Not confessional righteousness, I mean professional righteousness. Not the righteousness you talk about, the righteousness that you do. "Be not deceived, he that doeth righteousness is righteous." 1 John 3:7. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, without doing the things that I tell you?" So God's favor demands that you do righteousness. It's not righteousness that is appropriated by mouth, but by practice. Glory to God. Amen. If you know its worth, you'll be willing to pay any price for it. The reason you have financial misfortune is because you are a victim of financial unrighteousness, financial impropriety. You have joined them in financial kinds of games in Nigeria. Any area of your life you desire favor, walk straight. Walk straight. Walk straight. Walk straight. If you want to know how anything works, find out where it has been applied. And it will be very easy for you to know how it works. Number two key to walk in a divine favor. Is to live a kingdom-driven life. Kingdom-driven life. Living a kingdom-driven life. Psalms 102 and verse 13 to 15. This is the word of the Lord. Thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. How? For thy servants take a pleasure in her stones and favor the very dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth thy glory. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. For thy servants taketh pleasure in the stones of Zion and favor the dust thereof. Those who favor God's cause naturally enjoys God's favor. If you want to enjoy God's favor, then begin to favor the cause of the kingdom as a lifestyle. Those two ladies came on here to share testimonies of their involvement at the children's department. One of them, 33 years old, sickle cell anemia. Jesus turned it around. He said, I found out that if I will serve the Lord, it will bless my bread and my water. It will take sickness away from my body. The yellow eye came back to normal. All symptoms disappeared. All crisis ended. Came up to share the testimony after she got the paper of SS turned AA by the power of God. Those who favor his cause are natural candidates of his favor. Those who favor his cause, they are natural candidates for it. So when you find a man who doesn't care, they say, okay, pray for every household. Target one. No, I don't have time for that kind of nonsense. Serve in a service group. No, I don't have time. I have a PhD in sanitation science. Register in the ocean. No, that's for small boys, you know. That's why you are stranded. I can tell you that. Don't blame God for favoring me. Check my record with him. This boy is God mad. God mad. Anything God carries me on. You say, since when? Ask God. I have trekked with this leg to strange places to please him. I've been on motorbike, riding like a horse to catch up with engagements for him. No offering, no salaries, no allowances. I've carried books on my head from place to place to distribute, to bless God's people. I was never an author. I never thought I'd be an author. I was a carrier of Kenneth Hagin's books, Copeland's book, on my head. I didn't even know they give a, what did they call it? Commission. I didn't think, it didn't occur to me. One day I was in Washington and people were rushing our books. And the Lord said, I found you as a faithful vendor, so I made you an author. I was crying. Show me a man that truly favors God's cause. He enjoys God's favor naturally. Every kingdom insensitive believer lives a frustrated life. Just watch everything passing by and just sit down. And then feel very important. I was a teacher years ago. And they said, oh, they had no CRK teacher. I said, CRK, that's my area. They said, no, you have enough things to teach. I said, no, 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 that one is not any burden. It's natural. So I became a fantastic CRK teacher. Can you imagine teaching mathematics and teaching CRK? All my students, some of them are here today, were saved one by one. That's my salvation. That's my own CRK. One by one. Wake up. Wake up. Kingdom dormant people don't make much out of destiny. Kingdom dormant people don't make much out of destiny. I'm blessed. You say, but you are mad. That's how he made me. You need to be mad to be made. Only those who are truly mad for God are made. You know what David said? How can this man be speaking nonsense against God? I would rather die than live. He was a mad boy. They say, bow to a given. He said, bow? You are talking to a madman. Let's go to the fire. Bow for what? Let me burn. It's only kingdom mad people that are truly made. You can't be kingdom dormant and still enjoy dominion. Somebody's waking up this morning. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yea, the sad time is come. The sad time is come. Would you be a WSF ministerial something? No, I'm not interested. Will you be ushering? No, I'm not interested. Will you? You are not interested in anything. Why would God be interested in your matter? Draw near to me, I will draw near to you. Be interested in my cause, I'll be interested in your cause. Initiate whatever you desire from me. If you are not interested in this matter, I cannot be interested in your matter. I got saved in 1969. Many were saved same time. There is no trace of Jesus in their life now. They were kingdom dormant young people. They are now kingdom dormant old people. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Grace to become kingdom active. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Somebody had me teach on kingdom service, and she desperately needed a child. And she's a high society lady. She registered in sanctuary keepers group and was deployed to the toilet area. And she stayed in that toilet all through Shiloh. January, she became pregnant. Hallelujah. God is not a robber. You can't be kingdom dormant and expect things to happen. I just hope that somebody is walking into favor right now. Can I hear your loudest amen? Not in WSF, not in evangelism, not in prayer group, not anything. Just come to church for prayer. And before I close in the service, they have already lined up there. That lady that got married, I never laid hands on her. She stood before God and got her thing. Stood before God and rescued her sisters. Number three key. You want to enjoy favor and walk in favor? Glory to God. engage in sacrificial giving. Sacrifice triggers off the release of divine favor. God couldn't rest when he smelled the savor from Solomon's sacrifice. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 3 to 14. God came down. Solomon, what do I do for you? Favor answered from heaven at the instance of Solomon's sacrifice. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. He that goeth forth and weepeth, but bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. The Lord has done great things for us. And great things are the source of great grace. Great favor answer. Where sacrifice answered in heaven. Psalm 126, verse 1 to 6. Favor will always answer to sacrifice. When the Noah sacrifice answered in heaven, favor was the response. God averted the curse on the earth by the sacrifice of Noah. When David offered sacrifice, the plague ceased. Favor came and eradicated the plague. Favor will always answer to sacrifice. Key number four. Effectual fervent prayer. Effectual fervent prayer. Let us therefore come to the throne of grace. Even the throne of God is called the throne of favor. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And Jabez proved that you can turn things around on the altar of effectual fervent prayers. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, Jabez cried unto God, enough. This misfortune must end. And God granted him that which he requested. Favor answered, misfortune ended. We have a few hours for this season to be over. Whatever must turn, must turn. Somebody believes that, let me hear your amen. Whatever must turn this morning, must turn. Thank you, Jesus. Favor answered to Jabez. Favor will answer to your prayers today. Favor will answer to your prayer today. In Psalm 106, verses 4 and 5. Psalm 106, verses 4 and 5. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. So favor can be prayed in. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor. God holds favor for his people. But he said, put him in remembrance and come and let us plead together. Stop living with misfortune. Cry to me. I will turn the table around. I will turn things around. Things are beginning to turn for someone here. Amen. Things are beginning to turn. Every issue of misfortune, as the oil comes on your hair, the yoke of misfortune is destroyed forever. The yoke of misfortune is destroyed forever. Well, it's also important, key number five, or six now, five, that favor also is triggered by a revelation. Arise and shine, because your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Favor answers to revelation. And you check that all the way to verse 22, you saw grace just surging and surging. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. The Lord will hasten it in his time. Check through all that passage. They are demonstrations of the favor of God at work. And it began with light. And the entrance of his word giveth light. I've shared this testimony with you several times. 6th of September 1983, we were in the room with some of my staff and praying and getting ready for some event. And the Lord said to me, "My son, you have two eyes." I said, "Yes, Lord. Can you make one to look up and one to look down?" And I tried. He said, "Anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me." But they looked unto him and they were lightened and their face were no more ashamed. That just gave me a focus for life. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never knocked on anybody's door in 29 years of this ministry for any form of aid, material or financial. We are just blessed. I mean, superfluously blessed, dangerously blessed, inexplainably blessed. I mean, blessed with global reference. Everybody is disturbed. How? Tell us. White, black, yellow. One bursting revelation after another, provoking the flow of divine favor. March 22, 1982, came that massive revelation on prosperity. 4th of September, 1987, came a bursting revelation on organizational blessing. And this ministry began to tithe, and the heavens began to open. Man, revelation. Revelation. Nobody could have passed that on to me except that it came by the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost teaches, it sticks. When he reveals, it sticks. You can't doubt what the Holy Ghost reveals. It's so vivid that you are just caught up with it. Nobody doubts what he sees. Teachers teach to inform you. The Holy Ghost teaches by showing you. You can't doubt what you are shown. We cannot but speak those things we have heard and seen. We hear from teachers, we see from the Holy Ghost. Favor, answers to revelation. So people want to walk in favor. They have value for revelation. So they keep searching and searching. More depth and more depth from God and more favor. Keep answering to them. I was in Nife many years ago for a meeting. And in 1 hour, because that hall, there was no light. The light was not bright enough. The podium was taller than me. And so I taught there. And for 50 minutes thereabout, I used 68 scriptures. And one of the students came up to me after. He said, "Sir, you have used 68 scriptures in 50 minutes, verbatim. And I checked, they were all correct. Do you cram them?" "No. No." Before I was 18, I was through the New Testament. Omo. Amen. I just love Jesus. Amen. I just love Jesus. Most believers are word dead. They are word what? Word dead. The Bible looks like an enchantment book to them. They open it. Some have been using the same Bible now for the past 20 years. All the pages are torn. And they are very proud of it. I've been using this Bible now for 24 years. Amen. That shows how you are reading it. Amen. Glory to God. Favor answers to revelation. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. He said, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ." So favor multiplies with knowledge. Favor multiplies with knowledge. Favor multiplies with knowledge. Somebody's blessed. Glory to God. Well, number six key to divine favor is sowing favor or sowing seeds of favor. Sowing seeds of favor. Sowing seeds of favor. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. Now you see, the word says, knowing this, that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive from the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8. So favor demands that you sow seeds of favor. And you really moved heaven with your sacrifices for the needy. You brought in amazing things, including mattresses. And I can't tell whether you have anyone else you are sleeping on. To give somebody else to have a place to sleep. Pieces of furniture. Clothes in abundance. If everybody here needs to wear a cloth from that store, we have enough. And more than. Because you brought it. Sons of God, daughters of Zion, your time to be favored has finally come. Some of you brought in your seeds so we can provide shelter to the homeless. Your generations after you will never be homeless. In Proverbs 11:27, it said, he that diligently seek good procureth favor. He that diligently seeketh good of others procures favor for himself. Procures favor for himself. Every opportunity to extend a hand of mercy and favor to someone is procuring favor from God on your life. We don't even know where to put the thing. So if you have not brought anything, it didn't show. We have pressure now on how to distribute this thing. We are doing it beginning from Monday to Saturday on ending. That is, there is so much to distribute. Bags of rice, bags of yam, all kinds of things. Salt, oil, clothes for children, for men, for women. All loaded. They loaded various stores, not only here, in all the district centers. So that you didn't bring, nobody knows. Only you suffer not bringing. Nobody feels it. So why are you bothered? If you bring anything, now we are only disturbing us because we don't know where to put what we have got. There are people here, nothing has moved from them to anybody in their life. Nothing. Not even a piece of biro. If he gives you a big biro and he forgets in your hand, he will chase you to the gate. He will tell the gate, did you see 100 car? I gave him my big biro. Hallelujah. I used to know a family. I said humorously, I have never heard that any visitor woke up from that house in my life. That somebody slept there, I've never. They sleep only in their own house by themselves. That somebody woke up and I said, where are you coming from? I'm coming from so-so. I never heard it. But when this boy had one room, one day 13 of us woke up from that room. How many? People don't come to your house because it's small. They don't come because your heart is small. Your heart. Your heart. Because when they appear there, your heart repairs them. As they arrive, say, when are you going? Somebody blessed this morning. Seeds of favor qualifies you access to God's favor. And finally, very quickly, number 7, high praises. High praises. You see, David won the heart of God by high praises. He won the heart of God by high praises. 7 times a day do I praise thee. Psalm 119 and verse 164. The secret of men are in their stories. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. 7 times. How did they find him? Praise located David. What located him? They were looking for a man that is very skillful at playing musical instrument. And everybody passing by the farm, they can hear him say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And they could see him dancing. "The Lord is my shepherd." They say, "You are looking for a singer." I knew one boy. Praise brought him out. Praise paved the way for him to the palace. High praises. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let other people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield thy increase. And God, even among God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That is lavishing favor. High praises. And David became a man after God's own heart. I found me, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He won the heart of God by praise. Can I hear your amen? Amen. That's why the next 7 days, like you had in the announcement, they are our week of harvest. God always appoints week of harvest. Many know how to give, they don't know how to receive. You have prayed for 21 days. Now pray same for 7 days. How many days? And now the fasting is over. The praise will be rigorous because there is energy in your flesh. If you cannot sing, get music praise tapes. Many people in this church, in this choir, have music tapes that sing the kind of song you know. Get the tapes and dance in your room until God's heart is teared up to show you favor. And you choose your time, whether 1 a.m. because you may come back from work at 12. Choose one. Don't do it in the car or do it on ground. You can't be dancing in the car. Do it on ground. Don't say I'm dancing in the car. No. You can't dance in the car because somebody is driving rough and all that stuff. And when you say the Lord is my shepherd, I say, are you? So you dance on ground. Come and say on ground. Shout hallelujah. In your family, husband and wife can do excuse me dance. Is that right? And then, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then you dance and sweat and sweat. And then God said, that's my beloved son. My heart is warm. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. What am I to expect, therefore, from this covenant day of favor? What am I to expect from this covenant day of favor? 7 things. 1, expect career breakthroughs of a strange order. Come and say strange order. Expect career breakthroughs. Expect career breakthroughs. As you commit yourself to the kingdom, when you earn wages, there will be no more leakages in your pocket. Haggai chapter 1 verse 5. All the way to the end. Because now the kingdom has a place at the center of your heart, favor becomes your portion in your career. You are not laboring for nothing to happen. You are laboring for breakthroughs in all areas of your life. Can I hear your amen? Amen? He says, say to the righteous, it shall be well with them. Come and say well. Well. For he shall eat of the fruits of his labor. That's career breakthrough. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. That's career breakthrough. Also, by the oil of favor today, expect marital breakthrough. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 22. The word says, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. He that findeth a husband, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The same way that lady had an encounter same day after the anointing. Everyone here today that believes that the same God is in the house, your own testimony is now. You will receive calls of favor. The siege of marital spell is broken by the power of the oil. What happened to that lady is that the yoke of marital spell was shattered by the power of the anointing. That same anointing is here this morning. And every marital siege, every marital spell shall be destroyed by the anointing. It's the oil of favor. Can I hear your amen? Expect financial breakthrough. Say financial breakthrough. Expect financial breakthrough. And I will give these people favor in the eyes of the Egyptian. So financial fortune is a result of divine favor at work. I will give these people favor. Exodus 3:21, in the eyes of the Egyptians, so that when they go, they will not go empty. And then 12, Exodus, verse 36, and the Lord gave them favor. And the wealth of Egypt was supernaturally transferred to slaves. Favor brought them to financial fortune. What brought them in there? Favor brought them into financial fortune. Favor is bringing you into a new realm of financial fortune. Somebody believes that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Favor is bringing you into a new realm of financial fortune. Favor is bringing you into a new realm of financial fortune. We saw also favor brought them or destroyed the yoke of barrenness. Luke chapter 1. Supernatural childbirth is a product of divine favor at work. We saw this in Mary. Supernatural childbirth came by favor. Luke chapter 1. And verse 30. The angel said, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. That is what the Lord is saying to everyone called barren in the house. In this day of favor, every yoke of barrenness is turned into a blessing of fruitfulness. And verse 31, for thou shalt conceive and bring forth a child, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Call his name Jesus. How shall these things be, since I knew not a man? He said, the power of God will come upon you. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Come and say power. So the favor of God is what terminates the challenge of barrenness. That is your guarantee for supernatural childbirth. No matter the medical verdict, you are having your miracle babies now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God. Read with me that verse 36. Let's go 36 and 37. Glory to God. Now, let's go down quickly. And the angel said, verse 35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The power of God. So when the oil comes on you, the power of the Highest is overshadowing you and bringing a supernatural hand on you to enjoy the reality of supernatural childbirth. You are having that now. Yeah. Somebody believes that. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. 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 What are you to expect this morning as the oil of favor comes on you? Expect supernatural wisdom. What is it? That was the effect of that favor in Joseph. That was the effect of that favor in Daniel. Expect supernatural insight. Supernatural. One of my sons here in church came into church one day and heard me say, the child of a goat is a goat. The child of a cow is a cow. The child of a dog is a dog. The child of a man is a man. What should the child of God be? And God manifested his being God first as the creator. Creativity is godliness. Innovation is godlikeness. One of my sons here, God's favor found him. And he began to enjoy unusual inspiration after the strangest order I've ever had. One of his products was demanded for in China for $30 million. We said no, because it's worth billions from a small boy. He keeps hearing my voice telling him what to do. In all strange areas of engineering. Something is erupted from his stable that America has not found. Strange things are about to start happening in this camp. This morning, God is enlisting you in that strange army. Supernatural intelligence is one of the products of divine favor. An excellent spirit was in Daniel. Nobody cared about their CV. Captives became captains in the land. Daniel became the prime minister of the nation. Joseph, the prisoner, became the prime minister by supernatural intelligence. Favor brought them into supernatural intelligence. Something is breaking forth in your life, amen. If you think what we are doing here is intellectualism, go and try it. This is supernatural insight. Amen. The whole of the master plan here was delivered supernaturally, not by any. There was no survey map. It was done me and God alone in the room. Inspiration is the most reliable channel of access to divine intelligence. What are you to expect?
Every average student, every below average professional, God is turning things around in your favor supernaturally.
What gave birth to a world-class university in 8 years is not natural intelligence. If you think so, go and try it. What am I to expect by the oil of favor this morning? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Expect a harvest of favor in your endeavors. Harvest of favor. Harvest of favor in your endeavors. Expect supernatural returns on all of your investments in the kingdom. Number 7, expect to possess your possessions. In Psalm 44, verse 1 to 3, for they got not the land in possession by their own hand. Neither their own arm saved them, but thy right hand and thy arm, and the lightning hand of thy arm, because thou hast a favor unto them. Psalm 44, verse 1 to 3. The favor of God is what brings you into possessing your possessions. The favor of God. And your possession includes divine head. Say with me, divine head. As this oil comes on you today, everything Jesus died for that is yet to speak in your life, God's favor will bring it to bear. Amen. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. A woman came to see me this last Thursday. Her son or daughter had a hole in the heart. And I was in Unilag for a seminar in 1991 or 1990. And at that seminar, I blessed the anointing way after teaching and asked them to apply themselves to it. This child took the whole bottle, just drank it like drinking Fanta. The hole was filled supernaturally. She's married today. Enjoy her full life. The weakness disappeared. That's they went back and checked. The hole in the heart was filled. Her destiny was restored. Today, by the power of God, every plague on every life is crushed and never to rise again. Somebody bless you this morning. Let me hear your loudest amen. When the oil came upon the head of Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 4, one of the manifestations is divine favor. He said, they shall greet you and give you. You will meet some men going up to the mountain of God to worship, in verse 3. And in verse 4, he said, and they will salute thee and give thee 3 loaves or 2 loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. You won't ask for, they'll be giving you. Now hear me. There will be calls from strange places to you this week. After the oil came on him, he said, the asses which you are looking for are found. That means whatever is missing in your life, this oil shall be the oil of restoration. And then his life began to spring surprises. He saw also among the prophets. I see your life springing new order of positive surprises. And it shall come to pass, as it came to pass, as he departed from him that day, that all those signs came to pass. Every proof of favor is coming to pass in your life today.